Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places and whether or not we believe the stories are true. Hello, Clay.
Hey, Adam.
What's happening?
Podcast.
Podcast.
That's what's happening.
Podcast.
Podcast. Hashtag pod. Hashtag cast.
Hashtag podcast.
That's right.
Well, it's your turn today to tell us of a scary place. So,
well, I brought something pretty big. In fact, it's probably the biggest piece of land that we might ever talk about on this show.
I'm listening.
It's a forest.
Intriguing.
Yeah. And many claim that it's the most haunted forest in North America. It's located in New Jersey. It actually encompasses land all the way between Pennsylvania to parts of New York. It's called the Pine Barrens.
Ooh, Pine Barrens. Sounds scary. Yep.
Pine Barrens, not pine cones. Barrens.
Barrens of pine cones. Got it.
Barrens.
Barrens. Fancy.
It encompasses over 1.1 million acres of preserved woodlands, spanning 7 counties. Just think about that for a second. 1.1 million acres.
That's a lot of hiking.
It is. It's a very big, very, very big place.
Lots of ticks.
Probably. That's the true terror. This has nothing to do with ghosts or anything like that. This is just you. Those 1.1 acres, the million of acres, stay away from them because of the ticks.
You know what? Lyme disease is a real terror. You need to be careful.
And you can hear them coming, like they travel in herds, or so I'm told. To curds. To curds. That's what it's called.
Jeez Louise. Tick herds. It's a murder of ticks. Like a murder of crows.
And now they're ghosts. The tick ghosts haunt Pine Barrens.
Nice. Ticks can't have souls, though, so it's fine.
Hey, what's with you and all these animals not having souls? You know what? Moving on. Right. Let's go back to the beginning of this, and let's talk about how Indians first inhabited the area around 1200 AD.
You mean Native Americans?
So, well, I'm reading from a website, and I didn't feel it was necessary to politically be correct as I state what the website says.
To all of our indigenous friends, thank you for listening. Proceed.
European settlement began a few hundred years later in 1694. So this land has been ocupado for quite a while.
Ocupado.
Ocupado. A lot of industries thrived early on in Pine Barrens, which included glassmaking, paper, cotton, and clay production. That's right, I started in Pine Barrens. However, when coal was discovered in Pennsylvania, many area residents headed west, and literally communities within the forest preserve were abandoned overnight, leaving behind a lot of ghost towns and everything that comes with ghost towns. Towns and ghosts.
Ghost towns.
No, that's not really like why it's scary. That's just sort of the history of the area.
That is also where the ghost town DJs came from.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's not a true story.
Then you can't say it on this podcast. This podcast is only about facts. Hashtag facts.
Hashtag alternate facts.
Well, I've been to New Jersey. I've not seen this forest up close. but I was close to the forest by being in the same state.
You don't say.
True story.
Ooh, you've been to New Jersey. Nice.
I didn't really care for it. Don't tell them.
Okay.
Those Jersey folk, don't tell them. Your state's great.
Fantastic. Love the shore.
Jersey Shore.
Boom. Jim Tan Laundry. Sucks. All right.
Well, let's get to the nitty gritty, the ghosts.
Mm.
Let's start small and work our way up. There's a small boy that is said to haunt a little part of the forest. He was the victim of a hit and run. He roams around Burnt Mill Road, still searching for his killer. And if you drive down the road at night and turn off your lights, you just might see this boy running for his ball.
Kids scare me. I think I've said that before.
You have said that before.
They're terrifying. Especially dead kids.
So, I'm gonna dive right into this while you cower in fear of the kids. This sort of contradicts itself and makes me wonder a little bit why the story still exists. It just seems like it should have faded away. And what I mean by that is, let me repeat it one more time in case you didn't catch anything. A little boy, a small boy, was the victim of a hit and run, and he roams a road that cuts through the forest preserve, still searching for his killer. So I don't know if he's looking for the car or the person that hit him and kept driving, if he managed to like see him as he died. And if you drive down the road at night and turn your lights off, you might see him running after his ball.
Okay, I'm not following. So he's running after a ball, but he's looking for his own killer.
That's my point. There doesn't seem to be any continuity around this story.
Yeah, unless he thinks the ball killed him by rolling out in the street and then he got hit by a car. Maybe he's chasing after his ball, which he thinks is his killer.
He thinks is the killer?
Well, this ball killed him. It lured him into the road. He got flattened by a car. Huh? What do you think?
I don't know.
It's a pretty rough story, man. I'll give you that. That's a pretty rough one. But you know what? The scary dead kids. Everybody hates him.
There's a lot of things in this forest, though. So I didn't want to like get everyone all hyped up and then have to tell that story. But it is one of the more well-known ones, so I think it definitely needs to be discussed. So if you're driving down Burnt Mill Road, turn off your headlights and...
hit a tree.
Probably. Just don't re-hit the boy as he's chasing after his ball.
I'm sure he won't feel it.
Another spirit said to roam around the Pine Barrens Forest Preserve is the ghost of James Still, an African-American doctor during the time of slavery. Legend says that he was lynched when locals found out he was practicing medicine. Some say he died of natural causes, but most believe he is a friendly ghost, assisting those lost or injured in the woods.
Nice.
What do you think of that?
Well, it's not scary. He's a friendly ghost. You know who else was a friendly ghost? Casper. Also not scary.
Casper, the friendly ghost.
The friendliest ghost I know.
Yeah, but I mean, if I turn around right now and there's like a ghost and he, you know, comes out and is like, yo, bro, I'm friendly. It's cool. I would still kind of be scared.
I guess I would be, but since it just seems like that these last two stories of ghosts are like they have a tale to be told about morality. The first one is about a child who gets hit by a car, so it kind of makes you think you should drive safely and watch the road. And the second one is about a person who's actually probably a real person, it sounds like, And
there is a name, James Still.
James Still, that's right. And James Still, from what I can see here, is a real person, was a real person. It says that he was lynched, but it's also another tale of morality and how he was a good person doing the right thing and trying to do no harm to people by being a doctor with a Hippocratic oath. And then he gets lynched by people who obviously at the time were, very bad people, and he still does good. So there's kind of a tale of morality there, right? Where like he kind of turned the other cheek.
Good prevails.
Yes, and he's still helping people. So I don't know. I don't think he's a ghost.
You got to do the right thing even when no one's looking.
That's right.
If a tree falls in this forest, does it make a sound?
No.
It should, because that would be the right thing.
That's rough. That's a rough joke. But I don't know.
Hashtag facts.
Hashtag.
This is the fact show.
Alternate facts. That's right. Well, but I do like the story, and he seems to be a real guy, so that's pretty awesome that they tell it and they kind of keep his memory alive. However, not buying the ghost story yet. So read on, please.
Well, there are a lot of other ghosts, but we're starting to run low on time, and I have a really big one that I want to talk about at the end that... if you're familiar with the area, you might even know what I'm saving to pull out of the hat. But some other ghosts include a blonde woman, a black dog, and even the headless spirit of infamous pirate Captain Kidd.
Why would Captain Kidd be there?
I don't know. Because Jason Kidd played for the Nets when they were there in Jersey?
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
It's
Captain
Kidd. Facts, fact. Man.
That is a fact.
Hashtag facts. Hashtag facts. Sing with me. Hashtag facts.
No, I'm not singing.
Hashtag
that.
Facts.
I'm not singing.
Hashtag facts. Hashtag facts. Hashtag facts. Okay, fine. That's
you
fine.
Need,
you don't have to. That's fine.
You've had way too many monsters.
I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember this.
Remember this. Okay, so there was a pirate there. I don't believe that. And, okay.
There's water. There's a beach. Jersey Shore. We were just talking about Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Why would it not make sense for a pirate to
be in the woods? I just don't buy it.
Well, he obviously, crashed his mystic ship into the shore and thought that there was gold. Got out, hunted in the woods, and got lost and died. By decapitation, apparently.
I'm going to speak for everybody listening, including myself, and tell you that our interest is not peaked at this point in time. So you better be hiding something really good. You better be holding on to something good.
All right, let's bust it out.
Bust it.
Here we go. Here we go. The Jersey Devil.
Ooh, he's there? I've heard of the Jersey Devil. I've heard of him.
This is the place, allegedly, where he originated. He, she, it's a he, right?
It's got to be
a
he.
She devil?
No. It's got to be a guy. Guy devil.
Like in a suit? Like a costume?
Maybe. I don't know.
The Jersey Devil is one of the oldest urban legends. I can remember telling stories at sleepovers when I was a kid. It included the Jersey Devil. The big one that I always remember hearing was this girl that's home while her parents have left the house, and it's storming. She wakes up in the middle of the night and like reaches down, and she has a dog, and the dog like licks her hand, and she feels comforted knowing that the dog's there too. And she wakes up later, the storm's gotten worse and the dog's not there, and she goes looking and goes into the bathroom and sees some dripping coming from the shower head and pulls the curtain back and sees the dog is like hanging from the shower head, like just ripped to shreds, bloody, obviously dead. And there's just a note there that says the Jersey Devil can lick hands too.
Hmm. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Jersey Devil is, there's a million different depictions of him. Sometimes he's a devil with wings and he looks kind of like the deviled ham guy. They have him looking sometimes like a horse or like a deer with wings. they have them looking
more like, a mix.
Yeah, or like the chupacabra, which I think that probably the most common rendition of him looks like a chupacabra, which is kind of like a half bat, half like giant thing.
Horse-like head, claws, forked tail, and a blood-curdling scream is said to come from this beast.
There you go. There you go. And there's a lot of pictures here, too. Lots of pictures of alleged pictures of the Jersey Devil, like, in the dark, which they look kind of retouched to me, but who knows.
It's like Bigfoot.
Sure, yeah.
No one gets a good picture of Bigfoot.
No. Because then we'd be able to see
his face. But legend says that the demonic creature was the 13th child of Deborah Leeds, born in 1735.
Was she a witch?
The literal spawn of Satan. Or if you've seen Wreck-It Ralph, Satine.
Satine, that's right.
Which doesn't make any sense because there's not an I. It's an A. It's two A's.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Anyway, we don't need to get into grammar.
I like Wreck-It Ralph.
The most famous incident occurred in 1909. There were hundreds of reportings, along with attacks, and newspaper coverage led to widespread hysteria. There was actually a bounty put on this creature's head, and schools were even closed for a short time. So whether it's real or not, it caused actual mayhem.
Hysteria. Mass hysteria.
Cats and dogs.
Living together.
Getting together.
That's right. Fire and brimstone falling from the skies. There's been a...
Why do we quote Ghostbusters a lot? Why does that happen?
It's a great movie. Fantastic. Best movie ever created, I think, personally. The first one.
There's a poster right behind me. You can't see it because this is audio. There's a poster behind me.
I believe you. I totally believe you. I got to tell you, there's a
lot
of sightings.
And they believe you.
They do. We're here to believe you. we're ready to believe you. We're ready to believe you.
Whatever. Just believe. Hashtag believe.
Hashtag truth. So yes. There's a lot of pictures of the Jersey Devil right next to Bigfoot. However, there's been a lot of movies. There's been a lot of like people saying that they've seen him. And a lot of retouched photos proving it's all true. So who knows?
That's definitely proof. When it's retouched, you know it's proof. If someone's going to take their time, their precious time out of their day, it's real.
You know, we should make a movie about the Jersey Devil. That would be a really good movie.
We should. We can call it Pine Barrens, and no one will know what it is.
That's right.
Because no one's heard of the Forest Preserve.
Yeah, but it's pretty creepy. So he's created all sorts of mass hysteria in his time.
It's definitely something that the takeaway should be you should go and check out the Jersey Devil. A lot of what I can say on this show is speculation and just different sightings. Like the creature was blamed for some livestock killings throughout history, especially in the 1840s near when it was first seen, and then later again in the 1920s and 30s. Just again causing mayhem and hysteria, but you really kind of need to look at the pictures and read about it for yourself. It's literally, I don't know, Adam, if you'll agree with me, but I think it's literally the second most well-known urban legend behind maybe, Bloody Mary.
Yeah, you know, I think that you're probably right. I think Bloody Mary, I heard of Bloody Mary first when I was a kid, but the Jersey Devil is pretty scary, and I actually heard about the Jersey Devil after I lived in Puerto Rico for a while, and people were talking about Chupacabra, and there was a guy down there from New York, and he says, that sounds like the Jersey Devil, doesn't it? And I thought to myself, geez Louise, what's the Jersey Devil? I looked him up, and the pictures of the Jersey Devil look just like Chupacabra, and they still do.
I just found a picture. It looks like Charizard.
He does look like Charizard, too. He absolutely does. Interesting stuff, though. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. So where exactly What county is this in? Where is exactly is this in New Jersey so people can go and hike the trail and look for disembodied ghosts?
It spans 7 different counties.
What is the trail entrance? Where can we go? I see there's trails everywhere. There's one in Orange County, New Jersey. Let's check that one out. What does it matter? It definitely, if you guys want to go check it out, it's definitely in New Jersey. It's called Pine Barrens.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean entrance? It's 1.1 million miles. Go in where you want.
I guess you're right. There's a lot of places, though. I wish I knew where that one road was where the little ghost boy was walking around looking for his ball.
Burnt Mill Road, if you want to look it up. That's the road where you'll see him chasing his ball.
Burnt Mill Road. That's where we're going. That's where we're going next. You heard it here first.
I don't want to go there. It's big and you'll get lost.
I won't. But still, I think it's pretty interesting. And there's been a lot of people that wrote books about this place. There's one called one guy named John McPhee. He wrote a book called The Pine Barrens in 1967. There you go.
Yeah, I pulled up a map of it, and it spans a really big area. And I know, geologically speaking, New Jersey's not a big state. On the East Coast, the states are more populated, but smaller in square footage. But it encompasses a lot of space. And then there's even it looks like a drone shot I have pulled up of the forest. And it just literally goes on and on. And it's really eye-opening. Because I think 1.1 million miles sounds like, acres sounds like a lot. But when you see a picture of what I'm assuming is just a portion of it, it's pretty intense.
It's a big place, big place, big scary place. You know, since medieval times, the forest has always been a land of mystery and supernatural occurrences. People have always been afraid of the woods. So I think that this is a nice story to have told. I think it's all garbage, but...
You think everything's garbage, but regardless, it has the Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil's still
there. And I told you that it's been occupied. People have been living there since the 1200s.
That's pretty cool.
That's history.
That's history, baby.
That's coming up on 1,000 years.
You heard it here first.
# heard it here first.
Well, thanks, Clay.
Well, I think that's about all the time we have for this episode. So thanks for venturing into Pine Barrens, New Jersey with us. And make sure you creep it real. And we'll see you next time on Talk About Scary.
See you guys. Thanks for listening. That was
bye.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I like that. That was nice.
That was right.
It was okay. I mean, you've done better. Thanks for listening. Did you know that you could also watch new episodes of Talk About Scary? That's right. Check us out on Amazon Prime.